sipay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
R.H. Bill! R.H. Bill! Ipasa! Ipasa! Now! Now!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Cheeks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy, kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
O nga, te! Ikaw lang kianay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, patsikahan natin! Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngiti na'y lumaya!
Nandito po tayo sa part 2 ng ZZUP Vault In of Sikhay Kilos at Generation Gender. We're now in the Generation Gender portion of our 2-hour March radio program with Sikhay Kilos. This is Jen Jen Roselle.
Yes, transitioning now, and I'm Jen Jen Kimmy. Jamming with the Jen Jens.
Okay, this is now, I'm still, what do you call this, if you're confused about your state? Of your identity. Identity crisis. Yeah. Because a while ago I was classmate Roselle, but now Jen Jen Roselle. Yeah. Okay, first we'd like to say to Jen Jen Julian that we're missing her because she had to attend to a family emergency. And also classmate Hazel, we're glad that her daughter is home now from the hospital. No, so we'd like also to say to Hazel that we're missing her. But now, this is the second portion of our March, third of a series, no? And today we are, we just listened to several performances live here at DZUP.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Okay, from the group performers. How do we call them? A band?
I call them the group. I mean, group? It's
a musical.
They're not really the conventional band, you know. They're so much cooler.
Al Paz. Now they shared with us some of their music, and on March 25 they'll be performing at the Bantayag ng Mangbayani Foundation. Which brings us now to, that's why our guests are here today to talk. We will be sharing with our listeners more about why, in the first place, Al Paz is performing there, no?
Mm-hmm.
That's one small part of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Okay, today we're going to this portion of Generation Gender. No, we're going to give honor the legacy of women development workers, Rosalie Calago, a health worker, Emershana De La Rosa, and Violeta Mercado, and Leonila Pesadilla. With us today to talk about the lives of the women development workers is Renmin Crisanta Abraham Visconde. What can I say, Ren? Spokesperson of Assert Socioeconomic Initiatives Network of the Philippines, ASEAN Philippines. Say hello, Jen Jen Renmin. Say hello, and you can greet your fans in ascent.
Hello, hello everyone. Magandang hapon po sa lahat sa mga fans ko.
Ano mga pangalan ng mga kasama mo sa ascent? Siyempre, isa-isahin mo sila.
Hello to Mark, sa mga taga Philippine Network of Food Security Programs. Si Burly, si Renren, si Roxanne, Charles, Jan-Jan, and Ate Lisa. And sa lahat din po ng mga taga Citizens Disaster Response Center.
Okay. ASCENT is an alliance of civil society organization. What are these civil society organizations? Maybe you can give us a little.
Sure. So this civil society organization.
Small lang kasi I'm still going to say hello to
Sure. So ito po kasing ASCENT, nabuo siya last year. So 1 year na po siya ngayon. So ito po
It's also a baby like like alpaca.
Yes, it's also it's,
but it's not actually a baby. It's like an offshoot also. You know, that's how it gives birth to so many. No, that's what's exciting here in the Philippines. You know, there we are like, so, well, we're we organize. No, even though we have so many problems, we try to find solutions by working together. No, and as collectives with a whole range of political ideology. You know, but the thing is that people are working towards change.
Yes, that's right. Yun din naman po ang komposisyon ng mga organisasyon na nakapailalim sa ASSERT Socio-Economic Initiative Networks. So, ito pong mga organisasyon na ito ay sila po yung may mga proyekto sa para sa kaunlaran ng mga marginalized sectors here in the Philippines. So, that comes with food security, disaster response, mga small enterprises.
Yung and disaster is not only natural, pati man-made disaster.
Yeah, even man-made disaster. Yeah. Yun. Mm-hmm. Tapos mga schools, yun, mga may mga membro din po kami ng mga nagtayo ng mga schools, ng mga lumad.
Yan. Okay, you'll tell us more about that later, Ren.
Sure.
No? Ren, right?
Ren.
Okay. Jen Ren.
Jen Ren.
We have Jen Julian, who is not here now. Hello,
wow,
Jen Julian.
Jen Ren. I like that rhyme. So
yeah.
Musical
and,
right now.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll pass. My mom says she wants a CD.
Yeah. And we have Jen Lorena Villarreal. No, later on. Lorena maybe now can tell us. She's the executive director of Alay Bayan Luzon. Will tell us more also about this organization, no, Lorena.
Yeah, magandang hapon ulit sa mga tagapakinig ng DZUP. Ang Alay Bayan Luzon po ay 17 years na this coming April.
As old as asking me.
Oh. Isang disaster management NGO po siya ng Central Luzon. Nag-start kami sa mga provinces ng Central Luzon and then in 2009, nung maging executive director namin yung si late Willem Geertman, yung Dutch missionary na pinaslang sa Angeles City. Since nag-take over siya as executive director, nakapag-expand ang aming programs hanggang regions 1 and 2. Pangasinan, La Union, and Nueva Vizcaya. So, Central and Northern Luzon yung mga service areas namin.
Okay, Lorena. Welcome, Lorena. Jen Loren.
Say more, right?
But it's Lorena. Did they call you Loren also sometimes?
Ren.
Oh, my God.
Ren Square here. Okay, we're now
Ren
in...
Ren Power.
Second Power. Yeah. No, that's with my. So we have now the third of a series of our March Vault-In episode of Sikai Kilos and Generation Gender. We're now here at the booth and we're going to be sharing. Now, Ren will share with us. We'll go through them one by one. Okay. Maybe the first one we can share about Rosalie Calago, no, who is a health worker. How can we celebrate her life? No, maybe we can know more about Rosalie.
Yeah. So Rosalie Calago, she's actually a community health worker. She's based in Negros or Oriental.
Mm-hmm.
Now, besides being a health worker, she is also a barefoot reporter in some AM radio stations in Negros and also in Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, so siya po ay isang yun, health advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun din po, land rights advocate din naman po siya. Yan. So, siya po ay pinaslang siya noong May 24 of 2015 together with her husband.
Mm.
So, they were pinatay sila by means of gunshots and also they were burned down inside their house. Yan po yung ano, isa sa mga masasakit na alaala at ano. Pero tayo naman pong mga development workers, we don't remember them with that.
But we also, but not
totally. Not that totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We should so what remember organization them. Was Rosalie? How old was Rosalie
when 55 years old.
Mm-hmm. So what was the organization she was based?
Rosalie was she's a barangay health worker, a barangay nutrition scholar. And also, she's a member of Gabriela,
mm-hmm.
and committee member and barefoot reporter of Kalingkag, Tugda, and Pugasan. This is a local radio program in Negros and Cebu.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah, I guess now we can go on to Emerenciana de la Rosa and Violeta Mercado.
Okay, now Ren was speaking about Rosalie, no? Hear my name, that's why, you know, Roselle, so Rosalie, almost, no? Okay, so we now
awkward. It's apparently the break now. So, having so much conversation.
Like, again, it's a while ago we were like odd, and now
I feel
like
we're still in a daze, to be honest.
Okay, we'll hear more about the women development workers that we are honoring today, aside from Rosalie, the health worker. It's 1:21 and 52 seconds. DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP Kapisana, mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Union!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Union!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbon nyo na usapan, Union! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Isa lang akong janitor.
Tindera lang po ako sa palengke.
Isa lang po akong jeepney driver.
Ako po ay isa lamang kasambahay.
Ang marangal na trabaho ay hindi dapat minamaliit. Ipagmalaki ito.
Ako ay isang janitor.
Tindera ako sa palengke.
Isa akong jeepney driver.
Ako ay isang kasambahay.
Ikaw, pinagmamalaki mo ba ang trabaho mo? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
When I grow up, I want to be an engineer in Saudi.
When I grow up, I want to be a nurse in America.
Paglaki ko, gusto ko maging guro dito sa Pilipinas.
Paano mo masasabing malayo ang isang pangarap kumpara naman ito sa ibang bayan?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go! Generation Gender! This is Jen Jen Roselle.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. This is Jen Jen Kimmy.
And we have with us Jen Jen Renmin and Jen Jen Ren.
Ren squared.
Yeah. Thank you for being with us. Renmin Visconde is a spokesperson of Assert Socioeconomic Initiatives Network of the Philippines, or ASENT Philippines. And Lorena Villarreal is the executive director of Alay Bayan Luzon, Angeles City. We are here now giving honor to the legacies of women development workers, Rosalie Calago, health worker. And our second heroine is Emerenciana de la Rosa.
Emerenciana.
And Violeta Mercado, land rights activist and our peasant. And our Jen Lorena will share with us about why we are honoring this Emerenciana and Violeta.
Si Emerenciana po, si mama ng baby, ay isang tubong Baler Aurora. Kasama, at syempre with her sister, si Violeta.
Nagkapatid sila.
Oo. Mm. Sa pag-asawa nila, nakarating sila sa ibang mga bayan. Also, looking for kung sa ano pa natin ay greener pasture. Kasi wala na nga silang masaka doon sa Baler. Kaya napadpad,
we're from Baler.
Oo. Napadpad sila ngayon na si Manang Baby ay napadpad ng Gabaldon, Nueva Ecija. Tapos si Manang Violeta naman ay nakarating siya ng Santa Rosa, Nueva Ecija.
Are they sisters?
Mm-mm.
They're sisters but they have different family names already.
Oo. Mercado sila nung dalaga. Tapos De La Rosa si Manang Baby. Tapos De Leon naman si Manang Violeta.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. The incident happened last year, September 3, 2016, sa isang block sa Fort Magsaysay. Yung 3,100 hectares ito na contested land doon sa loob ng Fort Magsaysay. Pero yung
is what is Fort Magsaysay? Is that a fort of the army or is that a name of a municipality? What is that?
Isang kampo siya ng military.
Oo nga, alam ko yung military camp.
Malawak yung saklaw nung ano nung military reservation hanggang Dingalan Aurora yung military reservation. Pero marami doon yung idle land na agricultural yung katangian niya, kaya marami sanang makikinabang na magsasaka kung maagap na naipamahagi yung mga lupa doon sa loob ng military reservation. Actually, itong sina Manang Baby ay mga biktima rin ng kalamidad doon sa kanilang bayan sa Gabaldon. Ano? Kung matatandaan natin, 2004, nagkaroon ng landslide dahil sa malawak na pagbaha nung dalawang bagyong magkasunod at naapektuhan yung bayan ng Dingalan at Gabaldon. Tapos na ulit yung malakas na matinding landslide nung 2015, Typhoon Lando, at kasama doon sa mga natabunan nung landslide yung lupa ni na Manang Baby. So, in search of other land na mabubungkal nila, sila bilang bahagi ng organization nila, yung Bukluran ng mga Mamamayan ng Gabaldon, isang affiliate organization ito nung Alyansa ng Magbubukid sa Gitnang Luzon, Nueva Ecija Chapter. Sumama sila doon sa tinatawag nilang bungkalan sa loob ng Fort Magsaysay. Kasi yung portion pa rin ng lupa na yon na magsisilbi sa ng relocation ng mga biktima ng Mount Pinatubo ay open din for calamity victims. So, sa ganung balangkas, dahil member din si Manang Baby nung Disaster Preparedness Organization doon sa Gabaldon, at yung pagtataguyod nila nung karapatan sa lupa, karapatan ng mga nagbubungkal sa lupa, sumali sila doon sa ganong activity. At yun nga, nung September 3, 2016, hindi inaasahan na mangyayari yung ganun karumaldumal na krimen doon sa mga magsasaka na ang tanging hangad lamang ay mabuhay yung kanilang mga pamilya, makapagbungkal, tuloy-tuloy na maging produktibo ang mga lupa na nakatiwangwang for how many years.
Mm. So they've been they were part of in a nutshell, they were working with organizations which were, since they were victims of the disaster, right? And then they, this was like a wide piece of land. So how they did that? They were just, how did they, they've been working already with this organization. And then what, inside in that, were they staying there in the land or in their house? How did this happen?
Actually, umuwi sila sa kanilang mga barrio. Pero may mga kubo sila doon sa farming area.
Inside the perimeter of Fort Pangsaysay. So were they already warned, okay, get out of there, this is not your land? Or what? How did this happen?
Basta yung araw na yun, wala namang anumang warning. Na ano lang nila, mga bandang alas dos ng hapon, nagsimula yung putok nang gagaling dun sa bahay ng caretaker ng isang Colonel Rigor doon sa loob, doon sa site. And then, nagtuloy-tuloy yung mga putukan, nag-scamper. According to other members of the organization, nung nagtuloy-tuloy yung mga putok, papunta, actually yung isa, papunta sana siya doon sa kubo ni na Manang Baby, pero nung maramdaman niya na malapit yung mga putok, pumunta siya sa ibang direction. And then after na mag-subside yung mga putukan, saka pa lang nila hinanap yung iba nilang mga kasamahan, kasi sila parang nakapag-regroup sila, mahigit 70 plus sila na mga magsasaka na nagbubungkalan doon. Nung nakapag-regroup sila, mag-headcount, makikita nila na may mga kulang sa kanilang mga kasamahan. And then, marirealize nila, wala yung magkapatid. Tapos, may isa pang leader na kababaihan na taga-Gabal doon din na hindi nila malocate. Then, finally, na-locate nila, wounded siya, may tama din sa paa.
So, si Nanay Baby, no? It's only in the Philippines where grown-up women are called a baby. and Violeta Mercado, no? Are part of the... are women who are asserting also their right to the land, no? So, is Alay Bayan also... we're working with Nanay Baby and Violeta.
Doon sa program namin, yes, for disaster risk reduction doon sa Gabaldon, may satellite office po kami doon sa munisipyo ng Gabaldon. Kaya yung program namin doon ay since 2006 pa. So yung mga barangay ng Gabaldon nasa serve namin, including yung barangay nina Manang Baby.
Well, Lorena, since you work with women leaders, no, in a sense, what are some of, like, if you can share about one mga katangian nila ba, which our young listeners, our students in UP can inspire them. Yeah.
Ayun. Si Manang Baby po, byuda na rin. Pero meron siyang apat na anak. Nagsikap talaga siya na igaod yung kanyang mga anak sa pagsasaka. At the same time, yung involvement din niya sa...
So in other words, despite that the burden of having to take care of your family, she has the commitment, no, to work beyond the confines of her private space.
Labas dun sa responsibility as a mother.
She also has a responsibility.
Yung responsibility niya sa community at sa environment kung saan siya. Okay.
But for Emerciana De La Rosa and Violeta Mercado, no, we honor you and your legacy as a women development worker. Okay, so classmate Jen, since we're in generation gender, right? Jen Kimmy, we're now honoring Rosalie, Emerciana, and Violeta, who are a health worker and land rights activist. Thank you very much, Jen, Lorena, for sharing with us the life of, in a very short time, no, what will be coming back.
All right, it's 1:34 in the afternoon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Sorry po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi po Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
The UP Psychology Society proudly presents Insight, the first undergraduate psychology conference in UP Diliman. Happening on March 31 to April 1, join us as we discuss various topics in psychology through talks and paper presentations. Register now at tinyurl.com/insightregform. For more details, contact psychconference.upd@gmail.com or visit facebook.com/UP Psychology Society. This event is endorsed by the Commission on Higher Education, brought to you by the UP Psychology Society in partnership with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ako si Mark.
Ako naman si Carlo.
Nung una ko siyang makita,
alam ko na,
na siya na talaga ang gusto kong makasama habang buhay.
My name is Lily. I love Daddy Carlo and Daddy Mark. I may not have a mom, but you know what? I have the best daddies in the world.
If a child can view all genders as equal, why can't everyone else? See the world through the eyes of a child. Fight for gender equality. A reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Nagbabalik po tayo sa programang Generation Gender. Ako po ay si Kajenjen Rosel.
And I'm Kajenjen Kimmy, and we're here with Jen Squared Ren Squared. Never gonna get tired of that.
Jen Squared Ren Squared. Okay, we miss you, Jen Julian and Jen Hazel. Okay, we have now in our booth live, we have Jen Lorena from Alay Bayan Luzon and Jen Renmin, the spokesperson of Ascent Philippines. No, we're giving honor now to our
our women development workers. So right now we would like to give honor to our women development workers. Lastly, we have Leonila Pesadilla. Mm-hmm. So si Leonila Pesadilla po ay isang farmer. Although they are kumbaga sila ay membro ng Compostela Farmers Association. Mm-hmm. Yan. Ngayon Compostela Farmers
for
Association
was from Gabaldon, no? And the earliest one, Rosalie, is from Negros. Mm-hmm. Then now we're moving now to Compostela.
Yes, in Mindanao. Mm-hmm. So ito po kasing Compostela Farmers Association, they are very vocal against the large scale Compostela Valley. Mm-hmm. So sila po yung nangunguna sa against the large scale mining, no? Alam naman po natin na very talamak po yung mining, no, sa Mindanao.
Okay.
Tapos ngayon ito pong sila Nanay Leonila. Sila po ay nag-donate din po kasi ng land. Mm-hmm. Sa Compostela Valley, na kung saan ang mga beneficiaryo po ng lupang ito ay ang mga isang lumad school sa Mindanao. Mm-hmm. Yun, which
yeah,
is
so maybe for a background, we also feature the lumad schools, no, because the problem with most of the remote communities, no, is that there are no schools for the children. Like they have to climb the mountains, 4 kilometers, walk to school for so far, no. So that's it. Now that there's this now initiative from different civil society organizations to set it up so it will be more accessible. Mm-hmm. No, so that's the idea. So now there's this such thing as the Save Our Schools Network, no, and also how to put up something which is more relevant, especially for children of the IP communities, no. Mm-hmm. So it's also a community initiative. Mm-hmm. So they reach out. There are several organizations also supporting these initiatives.
Tama po yun. Okay. So yun po. Ngayon ganun po natin na dapat kilalanin yung mga embag ng mga ni Leonila ngayon sa nung March 2 po. Sila po ay
March 2 last year?
Nitong taon lang po.
Oh, this year.
Pinasok sila ng ilang unidentified elements. Pero parang sa kanilang bahay, at doon po sila binaril sila ng kanyang asawa sa harap po ng kanilang grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun po yung nangyari. At yun po ang kumitil sa kanilang buhay.
So, you were sharing with us, Ren, with me yesterday, you know, when we were talking about this stories, no? While these are horror stories, no, we'd like to go about it. But even then, it's not enough that you just move on, no?
That's
no, like,
right.
For example, you're saying, like, this couple was from, was sharing their land, no, to put up a school. Was the school there already? Or they were just donated the land?
They donated the land and
they were fixing the documents.
Fixing, yes,
the documents to so that the school could be set up there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, going off on like an overall view of these inspiring women, you know, we're talking about how they made their marks, make marks, not war. What do you think? You know, for people, what inspirations do you think people could take from them? You know, what would their legacies impact? What should people, you know, spanning different generations, what could we take from them?
Okay, that's a question. So for our listeners, we're now sharing the stories of development workers, women development workers at the front line of social change. No, Rosalie Calago, Merciana De La Rosa, Violeta Mercado, and Leonida Pesadilla. And now we would like to hear also the friends of some of our women heroines. No, on the line now is Jen Rios Valle from SOS Mindanao. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon sa lahat ng nakikinig sa DZUP at sa lahat ng anchor po dyan. Magandang hapon.
Hi, Rios. This is Ren. Ren Min?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Rios, nasaan ka ba ngayon?
Actually, nasa Davao ako. Kakatapos lang ng 4th Mindanao-wide Save Our Schools Conference.
Wow.
Nasa Davao City.
Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. We're now here in the March episode, third series of Women's Month episode, and we're giving honor to our to women development workers, and one of them is Leonila Pesadilla. We'd like to ask you if you would like to share with us the legacy, or what was she like, and or maybe you could share with us a little also how women are blazing trails there with the Save Our Schools Mindanao.
Yes. Oh, sige. Opo. Sisimula na ba?
Oh, yeah. You're on the air already.
Si Leonila Pesadilla, kasama yung kanyang asawa na si Ramon.
Was working with, they were closely working with Save Our Schools?
Yes. Oh, actually, oh. Save Our Schools, ako po ay mula sa Save Our Schools. Tapos, silang dalawa po kasi nag-donate ng lot no, o lupa para maitayo ang isang lumad school doon po sa barangay niyan, Compostela Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon po, itong dalawang mag-asawang ito, napaka-aktibo po. No, napaka-aktibo nila sa mga pagkilos, lalong-lalo na sa mga kilos ng mga magsasaka para tutulan ang pagpasok ng Agusan Petroleum Mineral Corporation. Ito po ay mining corporation na pagmamay-ari ng Kuwangco.
Mm-hmm.
No? At talagang kung tatanungin niyo po ako sa kanilang mga karakter bilang mga magsasaka, bilang mga tao doon sa Compostela, napakabuti po ng mag-asawang 'yon, lalo na po tong si Lola, no, Lola na kasi si Lola Leonila Pesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi po talagang in-offer nila for free yung kanilang lupa para itayo ng isang Lumad High School doon po sa barangay niya na siyang nag-cater ngayon o tumutulong na makapag-aral sa halos 39 mga Lumad students, no, doon po sa Compostela Valley. So napaka-laki po, no, ng naiambag ng dalawang couple na ito in terms of Lumad education, no? Mm-hmm. Kasi kung dahil sa kagustuhan nila na mabigay yung karapatan ng mga Lumad sa edukasyon, talagang in-offer nila hindi lamang yung lupa nila, pati yung oras at effort nila para magpatuloy, no? Magpatuloy at talagang itaguy, mataguyod yung pag-aaral ng ating mga kapatid na Lumad dito sa Mindanao. At kami nga, ang pamilya, ang buong komunidad mismo, nagdalamhati, no, at galit, no, sa pagpaslang nila sa dalawang couple dahil nga malaking kawalan, no, ang pagpaslang sa kanila, hindi lamang sa community, hindi lamang sa pamilya, pati na sa eskwelahan, no, pati na sa mga sa tulad naming mga advocate sa Lumad Education dahil nga napaka-supportive talaga nila doon po sa Lumad Education na talagang pinapangarap, no, ng bawat isang mga katutubo dito sa Mindanao.
Rius, ano yung mga katangian? So mga sinabi mo na napaka-inspiring nila, no? Kasi number one, they could easily just mind their own business kasi sinabi, yes, lola at lolo na sila, no? Pero they had the commitment to share that they have for others, no? That's one. Tapos another one you're saying also is it's not only in terms of giving their land but also sharing their time. Diba? Mismo nag-a-attend rin ng mga meetings. Hindi lang sila magbibigay ng lupa pero nag-a-attend rin ng mga meetings at
Actually, member sila ng Parents Teachers Association ng school. Tapos kilala silang talagang mapagbigay. No, mapagbigay. Kahit nga yung mga neighbors nila sinabi man nung na-interview ko yung isang kapitbahay nila, sinasabi na yung wala na silang bigas, tapos manghihingi sila sa dalawang matanda, tapos kahit konti na lang yung natitira sa dalawang matanda, nagbibigay pa rin kahit gaano kaliit yung bigas nila. So ibig sabihin talagang in nature na yung pagiging mapagbigay at mapagbigay ng dalawang couple na ito. At the same time, tuwing may mga pagkilos na mga magsasaka, sila po yung nag-e-effort na magluto, no, magluto para sa mga magsasaka tuwing may protesta. No, sila po yung naghahatid ng mga kakailanganin ng mga kakampi nilang mga magsasaka doon sa mga pagkilos nila. So, talagang hindi matatawaran, no, yung kanilang naiambag hindi lamang sa paaralan sa Lumad Education kundi sa buong pagkilos mismo ng mga magsasaka para madepensahan yung kanilang lupa.
Okay. Si Jen Lorena, baka meron siyang gustong kay Rius.
Ayun, maganda yung buhay na inailaan ni Nanay Leonila, ano, kasi inspiration siya sa marami pang kababaihan. Parang kung si Tandang Sora ay sa war, nag-serve siya doon sa struggle ng mga mamamayang Lumad para sa edukasyon, para sa kabuhayan, at para sa karapatan ng kababaihan, di ba?
Actually, yes. Oo. Actually, maihahalin tulad talaga natin si Ma'am, sila Lola Leonila, kina Tandang Sora. Kasi nung panahon, di ba, ni Tandang Sora, doon natutulog din yung mga revolusyonaryo doon. Pero sila Lola Leonila, doon na pinapatuloy yung mga teachers, no, yung mga estudyante, nung panahon na wala pang structure doon sa mga paaralan. Kasi nung kakasimula pa lang ng paaralan na yan, tents pa lang, doon sila pinapatulog at pinapakain ng nila Lola Leonila. So talagang,
Rius, nakatayo na ba yung school sa land?
Ano po?
Nakatayo na ba yung school sa land nila?
Nakatayo na.
Saan? Anong pangalan ng school? Kala ko yung land, lalagay pa lang eh.
Ay,
sa Lugpungan Tatano Iganogon Community Learning Center.
Mm-hmm. Saan ito? Exactly.
Sa Lugpungan. Private po, private school na free, na nagbibigay free education sa mga lumad high school.
Saan itong sa Lugpungan? Saan siya?
Sa Barangay Ngan po. Doon po mismo sa lugar nila.
Ito Barangay nga, ito Ngan, yung sa ito yung sa Sitios ano Purdos, no? Sa barangay. Sitio was Purdos, tama ba ako?
Oo, opo, Barangay Ngan.
Oo.
Barangay Ngan, Compostela. Compostela Valley Province.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rius, for sharing, you know, how we're honoring the legacy of Leonila Pesadilla and also her husband, no, who gave their life.
Opo,
no? And thank you very much.
Salamat din po. For, sana po marinig po ng mas marami pang kababaihan at makatulong po din sila sa mga pakikibasa ng ating mga mamamayang luma dito sa Mindanao. Maraming salamat po.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It is 1:51 in the afternoon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaibigan, sikay na! Ha? Ma'am, classmates, sikay na! Ha? Mga kasama, sikay na! Ha?
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikay Kilos, sisikay na sa At Your Service tuwing Biyernes, alas 12 ng tanghali.
Inihahandog ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF ang Salin Na Po, na isang timpalak sa pagsasalin sa Pilipino ng mahalagang tekstong pampanitikan. Ito ay bukas sa lahat ng kabataang nasa edad 12 hanggang 17. Ang akdang isasalin ay alinman sa tulang pinili ng KWF. Ang mga lahok ay kinakailangang matanggap ng KWF bago o sa March 17, alas 5 ng hapon. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bumisita sa www.kwf.gov.ph o tumawag sa 736-2519. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino sa pagkipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go! We're now in the Generation Gender episode, Vault In with Sakai Kilos. So this is Jen Jen Roselle.
And this is Jen Jen Kimmy.
And
Jen Squared.
Jen Squared.
Still not getting over it.
No. Yes, we have Renmin Crisanta Abraham Visconde, the spokesperson of Assert Socioeconomic Initiatives Network of the Philippines, and Jen Jen Lorena Villarreal, the executive director of Alay Bayan Luzon. Thank you very much for being with us today. No, and Renmin, classmate Jen Jen Kimmy, Renmin was telling us about the festival in Bantayag ng Mga Bayani in March 25. They'll be having like a different display of different
products. That's to promote the different products of
like what, some products to eat. What kind of products?
Yeah,
like,
we have products to eat.
So it's around dinner time, guys. So don't worry about not getting your dinner. The concert is at before 7.
Yeah,
so
bring your date. It's a Saturday. You know,
bring your friend. Bring your friends. Your special friend.
So some of the most of the organizations promote sustainable agriculture. So you will expect organic products to be sold.
Okay.
We also have products from
So you'll have vegetables, for example, like that.
Okay. And then we also
you can also go to market on Saturday afternoon. Yeah. Okay. Bring your market bag, no plastic since we're on sustainable.
You can also support our disaster preparedness organizations in Zambales.
ang ibebenta po nila doon ay mga basket na ni-weave nila doon wow. sa Santa Cruz. Yeah. Ang mga baskets po na yun, ginagawa nila as an alternative income doon sa epekto kasi ng mina sa Santa Cruz Sambales.
Since there's nowhere to plant anymore, so they have to now focus on the baskets. Usually, they make baskets while they're planting, while they're waiting for their...
Tapos pwede rin po kayong bumili ng mga walis, ng mga kankalaki.
Linisin niyo na po ang mga bahay ninyo.
Ang magagandang walis po ng Bagulin La Union. Actually, pag nakita niyo po yung arko nila, nakalagay soft broom, quality soft broom capital of the North. Pero pag pumunta po kayo ng Baguio, yung walis nila, ang tatak niya ay Baguio City. Kasi nga, hindi nabebenta pag yung bayan nila ang nakalagay doon sa walis. So,
pero
we help them promote.
So, yeah, that's a good marketing pitch.
Oo, gusto namin silang suportahan doon sa pagsisikap nila. They collectively do yung mga soft broom nila, yung mga walis tambo nila, at iluluwas nila. At sa 25 po, meron silang cultural presentation as part ng program. Wow. Bukod po sa kanilang mga walis na gawa nila.
Oh. Get a clean earth and a clean house.
What is it? The soft, sorry?
Yung soft walis tambo.
Yeah, what did they, what did sinasabi? No, they're saying it's the capital of, ano, the soft.
Siya yung quality soft broom capital of
the North. Quality soft broom, excuse me. No, quality soft broom. Kasi mga Rivera galing La Union eh. So I'd like to greet the makers of the soft broom from my roots. From my roots. Okay, we're almost, I can't believe it so fast. Classmate Kimmy, can you believe?
No, that flew by.
Yeah. So what we'll do now as our wind up is like one word. Twice we'll do two.
One word.
One word, just one word, because we only have 3 minutes.
Oh, no,
one word each. One. Then we'll go in two rounds. No, and to honor our women development workers: Rosalie Calago, Mershana De La Rosa, Violeta Mercado, and Leonila Pesadilla. No, there are many more, but these four women, are symbolic also, or representing many, many women development workers who are at the forefront of transformation, no?
Yes, well, we heard a lot about the amazing, marvelous things that these women did. But, you know, something that I did notice also was, you know, you spoke about providing food for the farmers or during protests. And it's, I feel like, you know, that's something that's easily appealing to us, like millennials or just everybody in the masses, because it's a way we can contribute in kind of a simple way, but in a way that makes quite a large impact. So it's that consciousness and willingness to have that drive.
For me, it's selfless love. Mm-hmm. Selfless love for the country, for your family. So putting aside your own desire, unahin mo yung kapakanan ng ibang individual para sa ikauundad ng buong bayan, di ba?
Yeah, for me, it's ipagtanggol. Kasi marami tayong mga community initiatives, lalo na nung ating mga kababayan, yung mga marginalized sectors. Maraming mga development programs na ipinapatupad sa mga kanayunan na hindi pa totally nasusuportahan, and they are being harassed, they are being murdered by this
they were already murdered.
Kaya yun yung ano natin for all development workers and for all women heroes natin, sa puso natin ipagtanggol ang ating mga developments, support community initiatives.
Okay. Ami, ako ang gaya ng sinabi ni Jen Kimmy is that they making their mark, no? They left a legacy, no? To keep on inspiring especially young people, no?
Yes. And to wrap up again, speaking of ipagtanggol, your word, classmate Ren, don't forget once again to catch Ipagtanggol Defend Development Workers at a fair and concert, a music event on March 25, 2017, Saturday. So that's this Saturday. Oh, no, not next Saturday. My bad. All right. Time flies, right? From 3 to 7 p.m. Don't worry about dinner. There will be food there. There will be amazing products there. And again, Al Paz, which we just heard from in the hour before this. Amazing, amazing. So have a great time and bring everyone.
Yes, and if you want more tickets, you can see us at CSWCD event tomorrow, Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
Yes, and once again, it's at Bantayog ng mga Bayani Auditorium. So, wouldn't want to want you guys to get lost now. That's the location.
And you can also check out the Facebook page of Ascent Philippines.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much again. We'd like to thank Jen Ren. Thank and Jen Ren.
Squared. Yeah,
thank you po thank for you. Okay. For having us here and sa mga taga UP, kita-kita tayo sa 25.
Okay, even those not UP are all invited. Okay. Yes. Sa ngalan ng Generation Gender, this is Jen Rosel.
And this is Jen Kimmy.
Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng Broadcaster ng Philippines. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Ang ating isip ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
RH Bill! Ipasa! Now,
nah! We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Bakis!
Hoy, kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
O nga, te! Ikaw lang kianay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, pagtsikahan natin. Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngipin ay lumang.